Well, one of the great stories about Texas high school football, and there are many, is coming to the big screen this summer. And in just a few weeks, 12 Mighty Orphans will be released in theaters. And we're joined by the director, Ty Roberts. He's a Texan. Ty, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm real honored to be here, John, and I hope we can get this film out into the world and get everybody excited to get back into theater soon.
Absolutely. It is a powerful story. It deserves to be in the theater for sure. How did you become involved with this project? And honestly, I'm surprised that it hadn't, really come to the big screen before this point.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it just all fell into place really at perfect timing for us. I'd just come off of a feature called The Iron Orchard, which we shot out in West Texas, and we were screening in Fort Worth, and we've done the Fort Worth Lone Star Film Festival and actually opened again in Fort Worth theatrically. And my partner, Houston Hill, and I, we formed a production company a few years back, and our goal was to focus on stories we could get made and that were close to our hearts. And lo and behold, Houston had played football at TCU back in the early 2000s and was a big lover of football and sports in general. And he had come across the book, 12 Mighty Orphans by Jim Dent, back in, 2008 or 9. His father had given him the book. And, Dent has a pretty good pedigree with films or his books that have been turned into films. He's had a couple of them adapted. And Houston looked into it a while ago, and the rights had been taken. But after The Iron Orchard came out, he was sort of snooping around, and he ran across the book at his wife's parents' house. And he thought, I should look back into that book. And lo and behold, he checked in with Den or maybe his representatives, and they directed us to the guys who had bought the rights. And they had attempted to make the film back in 2010, 11. And sort of hit some snags along the way. And after a long sort of, several months of trying to figure out if this deal was going to be doable, we decided to go for it. And we licensed the rights. We optioned the rights and put it into motion. And one of our partners, it happened to be his favorite book. And we had connected with another guy who it was his favorite book. And the next thing we knew, we were off to the races.
It turns out to be an incredible story. It is an incredible story. And this is just a fantastic cast that you've got around it. And, this is the story of a team made up of orphans back in the Depression era in Texas, and their impact, not only in Texas high school football, but across the country as well. It really is a powerful story.
It definitely is. And, for me as a filmmaker and director, honestly, when Houston came to me with the project and said it was a football story, I got freaked out a little bit because of it was a period football story, one. But, sports is tough. Not only is it tough to produce and to shoot and to make, but, a sports story is kind of a sports story, and the tropes in sports in general, and football for that matter, they're all very similar. You're typically dealing with an underdog team and a coach that's trying to rise above, some hauntings or, some personal conflict or whatever it may be. You've got a star player who also has conflict, and, they're all very similar. And the beauty of 12 Mighty Orphans was the orphans. And that, and Rusty Russell and the Orphans, and Rusty falls into that category, I'll say. They each had a wonderful backstory and a richness to their character that, to me, stood out. It stood above a lot of the sports films I've seen, and it made me, as a director, feel really inspired to dig into some of the backstory behind these guys and Rusty himself, and to look at this beyond the sports genre alone. And, I worked with Lane Garrison, my co-writer and one of my wonderful collaborators, in the last few films I've made. And we sat in a 10 by 12, room for about 6 or 8 months, hammering through the script, trying to make it more than just a football story. And I think we did a great job at that. And to me, it sort of opens the realm of possibility for, you know, not only attracting an audience once it gets out, but just kind of building upon the themes that sports touch upon, you know, the motivational, the uplifting side of things. It has so much more impact when you are deeply connected to the characters on a deeper level than just, you know, winning a football game. It's much more than that.
Absolutely. And I love the film in that, yes, it's a very inspiring story, but I was kind of expecting something different going into it, and I'll try to put it into words. I was expecting a more Disney-type film, a little softer, but this is rough around the edges. You guys try to be really true to, hey, this is not an easy upbringing that these kids were going through, and that kind of made it all the sweeter to me. Can you talk about that choice where, you know, this might be a little bit more PG-13 than PG?
Yeah, you know, and believe me, it was a conversation that Houston and I and Lane and some of the other producers had early on, because you think about this as an independent production. You know, one of the things is, you know, we want to ask ourselves, obviously early on, is where is this going to go? Where are we going to sell it? And I promise you this, Disney did come up. And, you know, as much as I grew up on Disney and love Disney and feel like they make tremendous sports films, we still hoped, and honestly, we had some really nice conversations with Disney throughout during the sales process. But, you know, we wanted to keep it true to what were on the pages of the book. And, you know, the Great Depression in the U.S. was not a flowery moment in our history. And there was a lot of struggle, and there was a lot of violence, and there was a lot of, frankly, you know, characters that were, had addiction and were not mentally, you know, where they should be in some of the power positions that they were in. And, you know, it became a sort of a study of characters and how they were dealing with the times and survival. And anytime you have those elements, you know, it's going to get a little bit rough and have some violence to it. And, you know, obviously it is PG-13, so it's not too extreme. But, you know, for a high school football story, it definitely branches into the realm of that gritty realism that I think encapsulated the era and the time.
And Luke Wilson is great as Rusty Russell. You've got Martin Sheen in the film. It's cool to see Robert Duvall in there. Wayne Knight, Newman, is in there as well. So, but I want to talk about Jake Austin Walker. Where did you find him as Hardy Brown? I just really enjoyed his portrayal.
Well, thank you. You know, it was a long, arduous search to fill the role of Hardy Brown, who's sort of the elusive, damaged, you know, tough kid whose father was a bootlegger in the story, and his father was killed and gunned down by a fellow, you know, gang of bootleggers, and, you know, all true story stuff. And Hardy Brown went on to play professional football and became known as one of the hardest hitting men in professional football. And he had a classic sort of hit that was called the Humper and all this. So the goal was to find a really scrappy, tough, but sensitive young actor who, you know, I love discovering talent. And, you know, Jake definitely has laid his groundwork in Hollywood and has had some incredible roles. So I won't say we discovered him, but I feel blessed that we found him, because, you know, he has all those elements and almost has a little bit of a look that Hardy has. You know, he's a redhead and definitely has that fire in him. We went through the casting process, and I tell you what, I saw everything from Calvin Klein models to, you know, scrappy boxers from England to, you know, local guys in Texas who were great, but didn't really have the chops, you know, to get us there. So we got lucky and found Jake. And sure enough, not only did we click, but he really clicked with the story. And he just, He showed me that he had that range that we needed. That was, like I said, you know, went from tough and close to, you know, very emotional at times. So he's a very talented young man, and I expect really big things from him.
That's awesome. We're visiting with Ty Roberts, the director of 12 Mighty Orphans, which comes out on June the 11th. The production, you know, the photography, a lot of it was right here in Texas. Fort Worth, Cleburne, Weatherford, all used. How important was it for this project that is about West Texas, basically, you know, that western side at the Metroplex in the 30s? How important was it to shoot it here?
Well, I'm a big stickler for authenticity. And so I really do try to shoot the last two films I've done 100% in and on location. The only thing we couldn't do was shoot at the actual Masonic home in Fort Worth because it had been remodeled. And it's an active institution and home for children and families in need. We ended up shooting in Weatherford for the Masonic home at a home called the Pythian Home, which is also an active facility, but a little less active and not quite as crowded. And a wonderful, wonderful family that runs it in Weatherford. And boy, it has such character to it. You know, that being an institution and an orphanage, it's kind of a character in and of itself. So finding the Pythian, you know, thanks to the Fort Worth Film Commission, was absolutely, you know, fundamental to our production. And it allowed us not only to set up shop there, because so much of it is filmed in and around, you know, the orphanage, but we could draw on, you know, local resources and casting and, you know, extras, and even some of the kids from the orphanage were able to, you know, be around the set. And it just, you know, it's really huge when you're impacting a community, but, you know, and it's a true story that also had a huge impact on the community. So it was super important for us to do that. You know, we couldn't have done it without, you know, Fort Worth and Weatherford and some of these communities coming around and supporting the cause. And it's just, as a filmmaker, to me, it's such an integral part of the process, to basically partner with these communities. And it allows you to really reap the benefits of working locally and supporting the local economy and, you know, just being at a level with production on a local level is super, super beneficial, in my opinion.
Well, just love the movie. It's got everything a football underdog movie should have, including the dramatic speech in the locker room. And I won't say who it's by because that would spoil it, but it's just wonderful. It will depress you and then lift you up all at the same time. Great film. I really appreciate it, Ty. Thanks so much for making it. And I look forward to seeing how it does.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time and for helping us spread the good word. And, you know, it's fundamental for us as Texas filmmakers to get the support of our radio and TV and all that. So thank you for the time and appreciate your words on the film.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.